Sam White is a senior at Central High School. He spends lots of time at the Career Center. He comes twice a day, every day, to pursue two very different vocations, electrical systems technology and EMT. Despite his hectic schedule, Sam took time out from class one morning not long ago to talk with me about his future plans, the best advice he ever got, and some of the basic electrical work he's done at home with his dad.
Tell me about electrical systems technology. What is that and what does that mean?
So electrical systems is a program sponsored by the Electrical Union, NECA, and they teach us how to wire commercial and residential houses and buildings. So standard procedure.
When do you study that?
So I study that third and fourth hour every day. And I come here, they pick everybody up on a bus with all the other kids who come to the Career Center. And I come and we have a lecture period and a lab period.
Is doing like electrical contracting, is that something that you're hoping to pursue in the future? Or are you already doing that?
I view it as an opportunity. If I'm personally interested in electrical engineering at UNO, so I mean, it's just an opportunity.
How long have you been studying it? And then I would ask, what's anything useful, specific that jumps out at you that you've learned so far?
This is my second year doing it, and I find it useful because my dad, we have special projects at home, so I have rewired probably 9 outlets and a bunch of switches and basic electrical stuff around my house.
What's one valuable thing maybe people don't understand or a useful tip that you might have for people that they might not understand about electricity? Maybe you learned something the hard way.
Yeah. So electricity, it's a huge help to society, but at the same time, it's dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Like you said, I did learn the hard way about, okay, turn the power off first.
Have you faced many challenges in this program?
No, I find it pretty easy. I like it, so it's just something that interests me, and I embraced it very well.
So you're also doing EMT training here?
Yes.
When are you here for that? And for you, what's been the most interesting thing about that process?
So I come here 8th and 9th hour as well, and I find it interesting. I like helping people any chance I can. So if someone's hurt or in trouble or something, I know that I have the necessary skills to help them.
Have you done any, like, ride-alongs?
I haven't done a ride-along yet with the EMT program, but a couple years ago I did the Omaha Police Department Explorers program and did a ride-along with them.
So you've got kind of two very different things going on. Are you hoping to use the EMT training at least part-time when you're done with school, or?
Yeah, I hope to. I mean, I like it. It's easy. It's a lot of procedure, and I understand it. So,
what have you found to be the biggest challenge in the program?
I think the hardest part for me is just knowing where the general organs are in the body. But besides that, I understand everything very well.
So, what do you hope to do in the future then?
I hope to go to UNO at the Pure Kiewit Institute and study electrical engineering and then get a job from there.
I mean, do you have any sense of what you might like to do with an electrical engineering degree? Because I'll be honest, I'm not sure exactly what they do.
So they, from what I understand, is they plot out the blueprints and everything and solve the problems with resistance and, okay, this switch goes here and all that, from what I can understand.
What's one good piece of advice that you've received kind of so far in your student career and your life?
Always have your mind open to new options, because things come up and things may not work out your way, but if you have all these different options and experiences, it helps.
So basically, marketable in multiple career fields.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm Cheryl Lee with the OPS Student Spotlight.